When sanctions are again being reminded to be aware of inaccurate information circulating via social media and other sources in relation to the COVID-19 vaccine. The word of caution has come from infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Dr. Thompson said persons who are opposed to the COVID-19 vaccine have been putting out information that is completely erroneous.
There are persons now, because of the push around the world, in restaurants, in airplane, in air flights, sports games, that only vaccinated persons are allowed, there's now a strategy to say it's the vaccinated person that is spreading disease. And it's the vaccinated person, so stay away from them. And there's a recent broadcast by somebody, but they're saying that the vaccine can last in the body for years. And it is producing spike proteins that is able to come out in the air and affect unvaccinated people who are around a vaccinated person. So stay away from the vaccinated person. It's important to tell person it is not true. And in terms of a vaccinated person constantly emitting spike proteins all over the place and causing problems, it is not a fact. The vaccine is denatured within a matter of a day and a half. And the body has to then receive another dose to give it another jolt, another boost, another training course, whether 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 10 weeks, whenever that particular vaccine schedule is given for another second dose, then that is when you would get that second training. And so if the body was producing spike proteins continually, every day, for every month, every year, there would be no need for a second dose.
That is infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. In Barbados, a prominent family physician and anti-doping official, Dr. Adrian Lord, has again assured Barbadians that COVID-19 vaccines are safe and highly recommended. Addressing a religious service on Sunday, Dr. Lord advised all three of the vaccines currently in Barbados, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Sinopharm, are efficacious enough to prevent serious illness, hospitalization, or death. And in the international arena, Singapore has said it will tighten COVID-19 curbs to limit social gatherings to 2 people and to make working from home a default. In a bid to contain a spike in infections, and to reduce pressure on the healthcare system. Despite a rapid vaccination drive, the city-state has been seeing more than 1,000 daily cases since last week, including 1,504 last Thursday, the highest number since the start of the pandemic. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.